The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Hello, Spook Show fans, and welcome back to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, and get yourself a free trial to not just this show, but all the other great programs on the Gas Digital Network. And if you want to continue to support, and I know you do, go to podcastmerch.com. There's a Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show section, and get yourself a hat, a t-shirt, a long sleeve, or a hoodie. This is going to be a fun one, guys. I am joined by two wonderful people that I am very happy to have here, joining us for the first time. And this is going to be an absolute blast. To my right, Ms. Sarah Tolomash.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Love movies.
Awesome. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. This is a very silly, laid-back show, and I think you're going to be really good for it.
Oh, thank you.
To my left, somebody I've known a long time. Great guy and really, really funny comic, Eric Bergstrom.
Hey, how are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I like being here.
Really appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. Let's get plugs right out of the way. Sarah, what do you want people to get eyes on?
I have a new podcast called Lady Journey, hosted with, it's by me and Katie Hannigan, and we talk about all the journeys ladies go on.
Fantastic, and you can follow Sarah on Twitter at Stolomash, correct?
Yes.
Eric, what do you want people to check out?
I'm starting to work on a new album, but that's just beginning. So I guess I just have a show every Friday in Bushwick that they can go see, or they can look at my website to see me on stage throughout the city any other night.
Fantastic. And follow him on social media at Eric Bergstrom, R-A-D, right?
That's Instagram. EricBergstrom.com has all my things,
too. EricBergstrom.com. Check it out. Guys, you know where to find me. And if you're listening live, you can see me this Monday, January the 11th at Five Boroughs Brewery. It's myself, Ryan Shaner, Brian Six, and Sean Gardini. Should be really fun. Tickets are on Eventbrite. And Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn on January the 15th. It's going to be a really fun show. It's at The Muse, which is like a weird circus school. In Brooklyn, and it's going to be really sick. There's a great lineup, and I'm really, really excited about the show. Haven't been around to do one of those in a while, so please come out if you like wrestling. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hi, everybody. This episode is sponsored by our favorites, Blue Chew. Say it with me now. Come on, baby girl. Blue Chew. Blue Chew. They make waves and bring more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done online. Their tablets are made in the good old US of A, and they prepare and ship direct, so that's why it's cheaper than going to a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform with the person you love, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for my listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use my promo code MIDNIGHT at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code MIDNIGHT to get your first month free. All you pay is $5 shipping. Thank you so much, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the podcast and my dick. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, really, really fun, kind of B creature feature type movie. You know we like big animals here on the show. I am one myself. This is from July the 16th, 1999, directed by Steve Miner, around the same time he was doing Halloween H2O. This is Lake Placid, and we picked it because Betty White curses a lot in it. And I wanted to pay tribute to the late, great Betty White by picking, I think, the movie that was sort of like what kind of gave her a bit of an oomph of a comeback. She hadn't been anything in a while. And this is where people realize that a cursing old lady was very, very funny. And this is a really fun movie. I think you're going to like it. Bridget Fonda, Bill Pullman, Oliver Platt. And if you want to watch the movie right along with us, you can always sync it up. If you download it on iTunes, Stitcher, we'll do a 10 count for you. And you can watch the movie right along with us. If you want, go to Gas Digital. Get that promo code Zach going. Watch the movie right along with us there. But if you're broke as a joke, that ain't no thing. You know we stream the movie for free every Friday night at midnight. Pre-stream starting at 11:30. And you can always just sit back, relax, and watch the show for free and yap. And that doesn't cost a thing. I just want your love and support. So let's watch the movie. Ladies in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yo, Eric, you haven't seen this one. Sarah, you have, right?
I have. It's been a while. I have not seen it.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I think you're going to dig it. It's very self-aware. It is an hour and 22 minutes, which I believe...
Love that.
I'm already perfect. In. That's what I love.
I hate long movies.
I try to do... The rule on the show is an hour and a half.
Okay.
And I feel like when a movie is right around an hour 20, it knows what it is.
Yeah.
This is get in, get out, and just give the people what they want. The effects in this... this is a big crocodile movie. Effects done by Stan Winston, maybe the greatest effects artist of all time. Or definitely in the conversation. He did Jurassic Park, The Thing, Predator, and a ton of other great stuff. Lots of movie monsters that you would recognize. Oh, aliens as well.
Oh, wow.
Those are all great.
Really knocked it out of the park. This is just really fun.
Now, Lake Placid is in New York, correct?
So the movie's supposed to be in Maine.
Oh, okay.
There is no Lake Placid in Maine. This is a combination of three different locations that they turned into the lake.
Maine is spooky. That's like Stephen King's bread and butter, that state.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Maine. Nothing was actually shot in Maine. But yes, I believe the real Lake Placid is New York.
Close to Derry.
Lake Placid. I love the King universe, so you're right.
Oh, me too.
I love the little references.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the mythology that they build up.
Yeah, that Easter everyone eggs. Knows about all the other shit.
Yeah. Did
you
watch that miniseries they had where it was them, like, where they would bunch them all together?
Oh, no, I didn't.
It was kind of good. It was a little bit silly, but...
I just love, like, in the Tommyknockers that it is talking them through the drain.
Yeah.
And then that's not a thing they talk about for the rest of the... It almost makes it scarier that they just live in this terrifying world.
Little homages. Cameos.
The crocodile in this, other than 3 minutes of footage, is actually a puppet. They built a full animatronic crocodile that is done with a hydraulic system, which you don't see anymore. And taking a lesson from Jaws, where the shark did not work, which is why you do not see the shark for most of Jaws. Bruce the shark did not work. They did a waterproof hydraulic system that they then painted over.
David?
And the crocodile was actually able to swim on its own.
If you're in a lake, it's a little bit scarier to be attacked by a dude with a puppet than it is than just the alligator.
David E. Kelly wrote this?
I believe so.
Doesn't he do all those lawyer shows?
I could be, if you could look that up in the booth.
Like Boston Legal and Ally McBeal?
I think that would make sense. If I'm not wrong...
Oh, he's a great actor.
If I'm correct, Betty White in this admits that she killed her husband with a frying pan, and she also played a character that killed her husband with a frying pan on Boston Legal. So that could be an Easter egg.
Oh.
Very interesting.
What animals would you guys say would be the scariest thing to run into in the wild? Like, you versus that thing, what would you say?
Well, I think hippos are adorable, but weird. Like, baby hippos, I think, are adorable, yeah. But aren't they the top thing that kills the most people?
I think hippo has the biggest body count.
They're faster than you think, which is crazy.
Yeah.
To think that they move. They look like they would be slow as
chubby little legs.
Yeah.
And anything you watch that could do the watermelon in one bite, you have to assume could fucking crack your bones.
Yes. I am scared of crocodiles or alligators because that is a death that I feel like you don't want to die because they kind of like roll you.
Yeah.
And make you look like an idiot while you're
eaten. It's all the bad ones.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit spooked by just being in a body of piranhas.
Yes.
Piranhas will do it. For me, I think the one people don't talk about, moose.
Oh, I've seen moose.
Yeah, they're huge.
They can be
too.
Full of diseases, though.
I didn't know that.
People don't talk about that. Mooses are fucking enormous.
They're huge.
I read about a case one time where a woman was found basically beaten to death and naked in the woods. And they thought it was a sexual assault. And they found out it was a moose attack.
That undressed her?
The moose stomped her to death, but it was stomping her so hard that her clothes all got caught on the hooves. And it ran away with her clothes. And they thought a serial killer beat her to death and took her clothes.
Why didn't Epstein use that line?
Yeah, it was all mooses. Christ. That would have been the Weinstein out.
I'm trying to find.
Yeah.
I don't need to create new Weinstein defenses. Wouldn't that be fun? Christ.
David E. Kelly did write a lot of TV shows after this, including Ally McBeal and Boston Legal and the other ones that you said.
I just never would have thought a guy that was all about law stuff would be into writing a crocodile B-movie.
You never know. He might have... So there's actually a debate. Some critics really love this movie. Some people shit on it. Ebert put it on his worst 10 movies of the year list. But another very famous critic said that this works both as a B-movie and a parody of B-movies.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So some people think that it's silly intentionally. Some people think it's just a silly movie.
See, I would assume that it's silly intentionally.
I would too, especially because by this point, 1999, we're in the meta...
Yes.
Era of horror where everything was super self-aware.
Well, I felt like that was what Scream was too.
Well, that's the beginning of Scream. Scream is the what you would say. I think New Nightmare was the first one, but Scream kind of hit the.
Oh, New Nightmare is that when they? What's the one where that's the Freddy Krueger one where they do the marionette thing with the veins? Right?
No, that's Dream
fourth.
Warriors.
Dream Warriors.
Is that
okay.
That Dream Warriors is 3.
Dream Warriors had a huge impact on me as a kid.
It's a very terrifying movie.
Yeah.
I think it's the best one. New Nightmare is the one where Freddy Krueger comes into the real world and stalks the actual actors from the original series.
Isn't there something in that one where he does like a, there's like a parachute scene and then he does like a Bugs Bunny pushing a spike thing out?
That might be Freddy's Dead.
Okay, I gotta think about it.
I just watched the second Freddy. And we read about it.
It's the gayest movie ever written?
Yeah.
I feel like gayer's been written.
Oh, have you seen Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
No. Oh, I got it.
It was intentionally written that way.
It's gay porn, but then the second you think these dudes are going to fuck, Freddy Krueger kills somebody.
Yeah.
It's just constantly gay porn being interrupted.
Does that mean that Catholics approved?
It's one of the only movies where they scream king. So it's a final boy. He is wildly gay in it. There is an extended towel whipping naked shower scene, an extended booty dance man scene. And later the writer came out as saying, yes, I'm gay, and this was an allegory for coming out. And then the main actor came out of the closet and said he was gay, did not know at the time. But he was being used as a conduit by the writer to explain his gayness.
I think he had a problem with it, right?
He was very upset by it.
Yeah.
And then there's a great documentary. I sort of had information. It's something, a play on the term Scream Queen. and it's on Shudder, and it's all about
you?
The
it's
fan base that Nightmare on Elm Street 2 has garnered in the gay community. Because, like, they'll do screenings of it with drag queens.
Yeah,
like,
they love it.
Yeah, it's like almost like a Priscilla Queen of the Desert or a Rocky Horror.
Do you think if he had the choice, he would have created a film that was different than that, if he had the full range to do that? Or do you think he liked that?
I think he was hired to write a Nightmare on Elm Street
and
movie.
And use the opportunity.
And he went, let me sneak some gay shit in.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
And then he comes off very callous about it when discussing it. Fishing
game. That's cool.
And then unfortunately, it has the backstory of many I was gay at this time in America, where the main actor leaves and begins to lose weight rapidly.
Huh.
Good opening scene, very like Jaws.
What?
This.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, this is I. Very much Jaws, and then they're going to find a toe, and that is out of the 1980 movie Alligator.
Now, it is in America. Is this a crocodile or an alligator?
This is a crocodile.
Wow. So
and
how did it get from Australia?
They say that crocodiles aren't supposed to be able to swim in salt water, but technically they can. Hold on. Alex printed this out for me. It's so nice to see you.
Fuck off. This is business. There was an accident.
Wait, salt, is this a saltwater lake?
By something in a
could
lake,
be brackish.
Probably a bear.
They say crocodiles can't swim in salt water in the movie. Crocodiles are capable of swimming in salt water. Many species live in it. Alligators are the ones that are limited to freshwater.
Like maybe yes. A dinosaur. I live in...
Oh, wait, so they can do both? That's kind of unusual for a creature. I mean, I guess they're
bull
not
sharks,
fish, but...
Yeah? Yeah, there have been shark attacks in fresh water by bull
nothing,
sharks.
But
interesting.
Because they like to put their babies there to be protected.
I'd like you to check out this tooth.
What are... Well, if you guys remember from when you were kids, what is something you remember really scaring you a lot as a kid? Movie, TV show?
Well, this is a weird idea, wasn't it? My neighbors few houses down were murdered.
Oh, okay, that's
and that
good.
Was that rocked my world growing up. To know that you could like
Kelly?
The safety of
I'm
suburbs knowing. So I was worried that intruders
in
my
house.
Were
you aware when it happened or did it come later?
No, I was aware that it happened. I remember waking up the morning and my dad being like, the McMillans have been murdered and they were bludgeoned to death. And so that fucked me up.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. So I always get, I mean, most people have, you know, like, I would throw stuffed animals behind for the curtain, and then still to this day, like, when you know, like, check behind your shower curtain kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, was it when I was little?
Eric, I would have had you go first if I had known that fact. What did he
say? Well, somebody got murdered in my room.
Yeah.
The, I
beat
I,
that.
My parents would watch like horror movies here and there, and I would like sneak downstairs after going to bed and like watch from the entranceway where they couldn't see me, and like I watched the like It miniseries and The Stand, and like, but it wasn't and just ate them up. But then it wasn't until I started to see like some of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies where they just really I would wake up screaming in the middle of the night. Again and again, and then sneak into my sister's room where they had bunk beds and then sleep underneath their bunk beds, which scared them more than anything.
The Freddy Krueger's are very, usually it's there's an age cutoff where it'll be our age is Freddy Krueger, and then about a year or two beyond us, it switches to Chucky.
To Chucky?
Yeah.
And now it's what, like Slender Man?
Yeah, something like that.
Or like, yeah.
Well, now kids have Siren Head, which I only recently learned about. And I gotta say, a little scary.
Is that just what they call cops?
It's a giant monster with its heads are like speakers. And it plays like old-timey radio. It's like a creepypasta kind of thing.
Okay.
And they make fake videos of people like seeing it like Bigfoot. And it genuinely frightens me. Except some
old couple. Yeah, they're scared of vaudevillian things, kind of.
Yeah, they're scared of like
old-timey radio.
I find the Slender Man shit very scary.
Yes.
That's the murder trial of those girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was loosely based on a... Yeah.
We.
They. By the way, they didn't kill that girl. That girl walked to the road.
Really?
To tell people who did it.
Weird. A lot of those cases, the ones where you're like, that's strange, when you read more about it, there's more to the story than what the news.
Lightweight forward area air device.
Well, that a lot of the reasons for that
there, shot with this is, dead.
Is because the police exactly don't want certain information released. Because then they can use it as evidence.
Yeah.
Or they can use it when they're interrogating people.
I got a thing about mosquitoes.
If they know details about the crime that aren't public. They can, that can be used again.
Yeah, just that makes sense. Additional backup. I like this is the trope of like hot young woman scientists and small town. This,
you know, when I think of a paleontologist.
She's rude, sarcastic. You two should get along.
I always liked Bridget Fonda, but she doesn't. She stopped doing movies.
Unfortunately, Fish and Game supersedes the show.
Yeah, I can't think of anything recently.
Ma'am, look, this isn't.
Maybe she just made her money.
Yeah. Yes, I know that. I think some people actually hate acting.
Could you be a little more condescending?
I can understand. I mean, it's
boring.
Yeah, it's
a lot of waiting around.
Like yeah. Right? It's a lot of waiting. It's a lot of like
I'm really glad that you
being unless you're an actor with a name. It's a lot of being told exactly what to do over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that glamorous. And if I do, you've got a sheriff it feels like arrest me.
But I understand if I yeah, unless you do it at a high level.
Look for some kind of monster in Black Lake.
Perfect.
Well, we're just going
absolutely. That's exactly who would be walking out and asking that question.
Oh, well, there was an accident, that's all. It's nothing to worry about.
Is he Scottish in real life? I'm always impressed when people have a good American accent.
Oh, like House.
Yeah, it's like, because you don't think of us having an accent, but we do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, there's a lot of foreigners playing Americans nowadays.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Spider-Man on The Walking Dead.
I was watching...
I always forget he's British.
Carl! Yeah.
On HBO The Deuce, most of those black actors are English.
That fucks me up every
time. It's so crazy. Yeah.
I never expect a black guy to start talking with an English accent. Yeah, so I want to say she had not worked in horror. She was not popular for a while. And I feel like this is kind of what brought her back into the cultural zeitgeist. As I remember talking about people like, oh, the lady from Golden Girls is in this.
I was reading right when she passed. I looked at her Wikipedia page, and the top thing they listed as thing like making her pop again was those Snicker ads at the Super Bowl. And I'm wondering if that was right after this or...
And then she did what? The Shatner roast?
Yeah, she's great in
was
roast.
Was she mad that she banged Shatner way back then? Hot. The next, and
well, one coherent day, he asked me. To those pics. She's got some photos of her back in the day.
Yeah,
she was a phenomenal looking woman.
I
just gave in, and I hit him on the head with a skillet, and then buried him under the bulkhead.
She's great.
Well, dig him up if you don't believe me. Sherlock.
Yeah, I want to say that must be an Easter egg now. If the same right, because the writer wrote Boston Legal, and she killed her husband with a skillet.
Yeah.
I would assume that's either a reference or that she's supposed to be a similar character, if not the same character. Well, they wanted
to call it Lake Placid. Or she has a favorite weapon that she always drops.
Yeah, yeah. Or that's just in her contract.
Tents are sent ahead. Should already be set up by the time you get.
I was looking at a estate auction yesterday that I'm really thinking about being wasteful with my money on. You guys are both comics, so I don't think you would judge me as much as people. Don Rickles' estate is going up for auction.
Really? How much?
No, like individual items.
Oh, individual items. Okay.
Like all his shit from his house. And I really think I want like one of his suits or like...
I think you should get it.
What?
You should get it.
I want one of his ties, I think, to wear on stage.
Yeah.
Of
course. Why not?
Because it wasn't... So people just started bidding on it like 2 days ago. And there's something like... what the shit that's cool, like he's got like signed Rat Pack stuff, is already going to be astronomical. But he's got like ties that are like $50. And I feel like that's...
reasonable.
Yeah, I really want that. I've seen some of his suits... some of his shoes. Throw heads at me. Ma'am,
those ties. He'd dab his forehead with them and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bunch of cool stuff. His artwork from inside his house is incredible. He's got pictures. He's got a ton of pictures with celebrities that are, like, inscribed to him.
Why do you think we judge you? Just because, or just because people are starting to be more critical?
I feel like people don't like memorabilia like I do.
Oh, really? I think it's fun to, like, wear something that you've seen somebody that you admire on TV.
Yeah, that, and he's a comedic icon.
Yeah, and especially because I do the roast stuff, I feel like...
Yeah, you owe it to
having one of Don Rickles' things would be really cool. Oh, great. Excellent. Big shout out to producer Frank, who hooked me up this Christmas with some serial killer memorabilia.
Like what?
I like murderabilia.
Yeah.
She's on The Walking Dead, that lady, the cop.
I believe you're correct.
What kind of memorabilia is
it? Murderabilia.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Producer Frank, who used to work on the show, still does graphic stuff for us, got me some prints and negatives taken by a serial killer named Joel Rifkin, who you guys would remember. There was a Seinfeld episode where Elaine dated a guy named Joel Rifkin.
Oh, yeah.
And she was trying to convince him to change his name. And he also got me playing cards drawn on and signed by another serial killer named Henry Mullen. And then I bought myself dirt from Ed Gein's farm.
Oh, wow.
On a necklace.
Yeah.
You didn't get one of his nipple belts or lamps?
I've said on the show before, my friend has the pulleys from his farm that he used to string up his victims.
Ugh.
She goes to police auctions with John Waters.
Oh, John Waters is great.
And they collect, she has a great collection. And then Mike Rainey was just here the other day from the Dad Meat podcast, and he likes serial killer stuff. For Christmas, I bought him one of John Wayne Gacy's business cards.
How much does his art go for?
It's insane.
Yeah, it's actually not
It's
bad.
Not horrible. Yeah. It's scary when you look at it, especially because he loves Disney.
Was it all clown portraits? Was it Pogo the Clown that he was?
Yeah, he was Pogo the Clown. He was also like Patches the Clown. He had a second character.
Oh, that's... You got to diversify your clowns when you're shoving bottles in, boys.
And he...
This guy.
That is...
He's also in a lot of David Kelly stuff.
Yes, he is. That
Oliver Platt.
Thank you. He drew a lot of clown stuff, but he also would draw like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And a lot of Disney stuff. That goes for a lot. Because it's very innocent looking. But I think the self-portraits of him as the clown is the most sought-after shit.
Wait a second. You don't just fly in here and start barking orders.
I apologize. I just don't want to lose the light. We've got time for a quick...
This guy's like the hot shot.
Cop with the brunette cop behind... That's Meredith Salinger, Patton Oswalt's wife.
Yeah.
You came here
to... She's a babe.
She is. She's beautiful.
I didn't know she was in this. I just remember her from Dream a Little Dream.
This lake does connect to the ocean. It's not as far-fetched as it may sound.
Crocodiles can't swim in salt water.
Yeah, well, that'll be your little secret. Come on. Moving time.
I like how that's how the movie addresses it. Crocodiles can swim in salt water. Okay. Movie continues.
So this is salt water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just like that there was an era when they let unattractive people in movies.
I love it.
Back in the day,
Let's go back to that.
It's way more real.
Yeah.
It does make the people that are like models pop out more in a weird, like, less believable way, though.
Also, I was watching the reboot of Sex and the City, and I know some of them look like they've had a little work done, but a lot of them haven't or don't really do Botox, and I think we're so used to seeing people, like, hot now, even at that age, like Nicole Kidman, that it was a little jarring, but now I'm back to getting used to it, and then I'm like, they look great.
It's good to represent that.
Yeah, I agree, but it's funny when you watch, like, actors from this time period and before when their teeth are just natural.
Yeah.
Because everyone just has veneers now. I don't mean to be
discourteous, but... Somebody told me the other day that the women on the Sex and the City reboot are all the same ages as the Golden Girls the first season.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's just, I think, the hairstyles.
Yeah.
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 Because they don't have old baby cotton candy hair.
Yeah. What was that? I assume it's because our hair is thinning, so we try to pull it out. Yeah.
I remember when I was a little kid, and we used to go to church... The two ladies that would sit in front of us every week would go and get perms, but I think they did them on Thursday or Friday. So by Sunday, they had slept on them a couple times, and they would be like sideways. So they would always have huge divots.
White perch. Are they feeding?
They aren't feeding. They're scared.
I went to a church. We stopped going to church because everyone died. Because it was only old people and like two families. And the congregation all died within 3 years, so we just all stopped going to church.
I mean, that's evidence of no God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sold it
immortal.
To it. They actually sold it and made it a synagogue. So they switched over.
Where is this?
It was in North Bergen. It was a non-denominational church. I have very few memories of it. I remember one time the reverend saying that next week a colored woman was coming in to speak to us. I work for a natural history museum. I am not some. Which did not age well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe my biggest laugh of childhood. So that we sat in the second to last row, and then the reverend's family sat behind us. And his wife was like 85 and really a hard 85. And they had us rise for a hymn, and she farted from the beginning of standing up till standing up in complete silence.
Which is a long time for an old lady.
It was the longest.
It was slowly propelling her up.
Yeah, it's like that's how she got up. It was a long.
Like hydraulics.
And I remember his family laughing through the hymn so hard. And all of us holding each other, trying not to lose it.
That's a gift from God.
It was perfect. Can you just explain something? Keystone species affects the whole ecosystem that will explain these worms and those perch. You got a crocodile. Yeah, that's the toe. In the beginning of Alligator from 1980, they find a toe.
Ew. Do you guys ever have, like, this sounds weird, but do you ever, like, wish you did find a body to just be, like...
To have that
for company?
Experiences?
Yeah.
For stories?
Yeah, just stories.
Well, cool tent. find a body... No, it's never crossed my mind.
To be, like, oh my, I found a body.
I understand the morbid curiosity of that.
Yeah.
Like, it would be cool.
Yeah. My sister and I used to play this game of where would you hide a body? And she said in a tree because nobody looks up for a body.
Yeah, but...
But eventually,
the
I think
stability.
You would... It would eventually
but
come down.
But that's a good point.
Yeah.
So many little critters and stuff.
I would say construction site.
Really? Don't you think it'd be found?
Like, if you knew... If it was premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you knew was getting concreted over. Because there was just a killer in Canada that got caught, and he had a long run. And he was like the kind of killer that would pick up guys at bars for gay sex and then kill them. And he actually played Santa Claus for kids. And he owned a landscaping and construction business. And they're still tearing up everything he did.
Because
he would do concrete planters and put the bodies in them.
There are... You said in a tree. I mean, you could do something where, and you have to worry about critters. But if you spread out the body, and then use a series of birdhouses and spread them throughout a state.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot. Well, you got hiding a body. You got to worry. I don't. The logistics.
That's why I don't murder. That's why I don't murder.
Many reasons not to.
I'm just too lazy.
But the logistics of not getting it's not worth it. I couldn't imagine what the payoff would
be. Do you guys have anxiety dreams where you think you've murdered somebody?
And I've had so many. My dream is that I've murdered, and I buried them in my grandma's basement.
Yeah.
Which something must have happened in there for that to be what I've manifested it. And that I have to go and hide the body again because the cops know where it is.
Yeah.
But yes, I know. And then you wake up and you're
relief.
I'm so glad that wasn't real.
It's the secret of getting found out, or like you're gonna get found out. I like how she kind of entered the camp.
Yeah.
Like hi, I'm in my cute outfit. I'd skip
stones all day. Hi, it's me, the paleontologist.
I'm sure it did.
I love Bill Pullman. He's a good B-movie dude.
Yeah.
They're in Singles together.
A bunch of people in this movie are in other movies together. I have out there did flip something about that in my thing. Yeah, this is a.
I didn't fly up here just to roast marshmallows.
Why did you fly up here?
Look,
paleontologists are not.
This relationship is just not going to work out.
I was sent up here to look at the tooth.
You looked at the tooth.
It's built on the solidest of foundations. Yeah, though. A murderous.
This could be a Lifetime or a Hallmark Christmas movie too. You know how the big shot. City person comes in and falls in love with the local police guy.
They should mix up their formula with Hallmark more.
Yeah.
I think so. I read a thing that there's three Hallmark movies. It's Christmas, Abusive Husband, and Dog.
Okay.
And there was a guy that tried to prove that point, so he wrote all three of them in a movie and immediately sold it to Hallmark Channel.
That's amazing. I would do a Hallmark movie.
I have a friend who's in one.
I would love to do a Hallmark movie. I'm just putting that out there for 2022.
Well, this is where they pick up. They cast on this show specifically.
I did a bad Christmas movie binge because when me and my chick had COVID, we decided to like really scrape the barrel on Christmas. I would say the two worst. Jingle All the Way 2. With Larry the Cable Guy. And just came out impressively bad, Home Sweet Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how many are in that franchise.
So many. This is the brand new one that came out this year.
Yeah, isn't it shorter, too?
It's very short. It's very bad. And because it's now, you can't have, like, robbers who want to hurt a child, so it's all a hilarious misunderstanding.
Oh my god, everything is getting ruined.
So there's no maliciousness to it. The kid comes off like a dick, and then one of the characters somebody shows up and just doesn't. Who is the he had the great show on Comedy Central where he was trying to prove stuff wrong. Fuck, I'm trying. Andy Daly, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Where we review things?
Yes.
Yes.
Review.
Yes.
He shows up as the dad in it. And then I guess, I don't know if he missed a day or if he got COVID. The rest of his scenes, he's just behind a door in the bathroom. And they're like, yeah, he has food poisoning. So he yells all his lines from behind a door and they don't show him.
That's so fascinating.
I like the idea of Home Alone happening, and the rest of the family's there. They're just deathly ill and, like, stuck in bed.
So the whole time they're, wherever the fuck they go, the dad is just behind a wall screaming his lines from the toilet.
I like that when you watch a movie and you're like, something's going on here. Like, now you can start to see when movies are shot during COVID, where you're like, it's only four actors and shot in one location.
Yeah. Like, Chris Parnell's in it for one scene and then doesn't go on vacation with them. It's very odd. But yeah, you could definitely tell, like, when something's a COVID movie now, because just a lot of scenes are just two people.
Yeah. This looks like a set rather than actual.
Yeah, I would say so.
You don't understand him.
Yeah, the trees are very uniform.
Yeah. It looks like a Christmas tree farm. Think about Hector is but it does. With the wrong kind of tree.
Yeah. Like a Jurassic Park Christmas tree farm. Godly.
What was that?
In his defense, every primitive culture known to man deified.
Have you guys ever seen the Carnosaur franchise?
Asia. No.
You guys know who Roger Corman is? He's like the most famous B-movie producer.
No.
He did like From Little Shop of Horrors on. He's just put out hundreds and hundreds of movies. And he put out a lot of movies that would be what you would call mockbusters. Where if there's a movie that's going to be a big hit, he will rush into production a movie that is similar to confuse people into renting it.
It will be
available prior to that movie being available.
But he did Little Shop of Horrors, big.
Yeah, he was very big in the 60s and 70s, and then he went into like these like super crappy movies. He produced the series called Carnosaur that came out in video stores the same week Jurassic Park came out in theaters, I believe. And then they made three more, but they never reshot the dinosaur scenes. They just reused the same deaths from the first one. And he re-edited all the death scenes into another three movies. It's brilliant filmmaking, but they're unwatchable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's like they'll be like the week Snakes on a Plane came out, Snakes on a Train was in Redbox.
Haha. Yeah, I remember that when Thor came out, there was something called like God of Thunder also out. Would you mind
putting down the anchor? And those are like either because people like can't get to the movies, or in the hopes that a little kid will see it and think it's that movie and rent it.
Or they're lazy, confused parents. Or
yes, exactly. Let's go, Hector.
Sexual tension is too much.
Yeah, between the scuba divers? Yes. Yo.
I brought a pork chop for luck. Maybe you can hang it around your neck.
He looks like a guy who always does bring
a pork chop
for luck.
Was that like a homosexual remark?
I was thinking the other day you talked about not every actor having to be good looking.
Yeah.
I like best ugly guy in any movie. I mean, as far as like nails it in everything he's in. Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle, who's he?
Young Frankenstein?
Also, oh, yes, yes.
The dad from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yeah.
He is so, because you forget he's in a ton of old movies.
Yeah.
In straight roles. He's fucking awesome. An amazing, like, really scary in some shit.
Yeah.
He's really got it. He was in the other horrible Christmas. We did all of the Santa Claus movies, which in 2 and 3
the
he plays.
Tim Allen ones?
Yes, he plays. Peter Boyle plays Father Time. And oh boy, are they bad. And raise a lot of questions. Could
be a mental. Is
more questions? That movie makes more questions than it answers. Because. He's not mental. Are all Santa Clauses murderers? If that's the only way to become Santa Claus, do you have to? Is being Santa Claus hell?
Yes.
And then in the Santa Claus 2, you find out he needs a wife, or else he can't keep being Santa Claus. Does that mean the Santa Claus that he killed in the first one had a wife and a family? What happened to them? Do they know their father was murdered?
Yeah. There's a lot of questions about Santa Claus that I feel like goes unanswered.
Elf on a Shelf freaks me out. I don't know how that, like, that seems like we're torturing children by them thinking that they're being physically watched.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what, that popped up in the last couple
Big
of years,
shit.
Didn't it?
It's
That's
huge.
That's exactly what it is. It's like some 1984 shit.
Yeah.
And it's huge. I feel like every kid fucking has it.
Well, it's huge to the point where now if you have a kid who doesn't have it, they feel like they're missing out on a part of Christmas because all the kids at school are talking about it.
Yeah, we never, I didn't get Elf on a Shelf, but I did like believing in the folklore of Santa, of like, did you hear? Or my parents would eat half the cookie or like pretend that he left in a hurry and like left a hat.
Yeah. My grandparents,
I enjoyed that stuff.
My grandparents would put us to bed and they would do this whole thing with like bells and stuff.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
really charming.
It's sweet. There are some people that believe that you should be honest about Santa Claus. It's
probably on land.
That's like fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think
that kind of parenting.
Yeah, I think you should let kids be as kids as long as they want.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's I think you should be honest about God and religion and lie about Santa because it's fun.
It's fun to believe in that kind of stuff.
Santa's not shaming you.
No, he's not watching you masturbate.
There's nutty nice, but he's not. They never say what gets you on the naughty list other than being a jerk.
If you're masturbating,
like, no
that should not be a Venn diagram that crosses.
Yeah, yeah.
Santa and masturbation. If you're old enough to jerk off, you should not believe in Santa.
Absolutely.
Or you're slow. You're either over-sexualized as a child or a very slow teenager.
What a fucked up thing to be like, you're being watched masturbating. Like, let your kid masturbate.
Here, here.
Oh, you are preaching to the choir. Masturbation, or as my mom referred to it, that thing you know you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how you give somebody a shame complex real quick?
Yes.
By doing that, by calling it that.
The thing, yes. How about you just, like, shut your mouth?
Oh, I also, I mean...
Unless they're being a nuisance about it, like...
Over. I grew up without a door.
Yeah, that's awful.
Until I went to college, I had never had a bedroom door in my life. It was, there's a door frame that went into my family's living room. I was not allowed to have a door.
So does that mean, what, a lot of long showers? Or?
No, it means really, really making the most of it when nobody's home.
I see.
Marathon sessions. Really, really testing the limits.
Triathlons, different.
Yeah.
I get freaked out being in water. Like, I like swimming, but it is nerve-wracking when the boat has to circle around to come get you. You're like...
I cannot deal emotionally with my feet not being able to hit the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like to see what's beneath me. Although, I do like lake swimming because I don't have to worry about sharks.
Yeah.
But the town that I grew up in, we have alligators in the water where you go skiing, and that makes me
keep his shoes. Someone gets new shoes.
Keep his shoes and gun.
Oh, yeah, the gun is useful. Yeah, I guess he has a wallet and a gun and things better than dirty shoes.
I just got... Well, most valuable would have been a head.
True. He'll miss that.
I would have traded all those things for a head.
You okay?
Kelly?
I'm just a paleontologist. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah. U.S. Wildlife's on their way. The police want to keep everything quiet so the press doesn't get wind of anything.
I believe this crocodile is bigger than the biggest one ever found by about double. If I have the information.
Yeah, crocodiles are a little smaller and more slender, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not as big.
Yeah, svelte.
There is some footage that every now and then pops up in online of, like, an alligator crossing a golf course that looks fucking huge, and I can't tell if it's one of those fake videos or not.
No, I think there are some that are really fucking big.
It's insane. It's like a dinosaur.
He was a good man.
Here we go.
Yep.
Also, what's fascinating about them is that they have the strength to shut, but once their mouth is shut, they don't have the strength to open. So you can hold their mouth shut by just your, like... fingers or something.
Yeah, here we go. The largest crocodile in captivity was, and this is going to be way bigger than you think, 20 feet 3 inches.
Holy crap.
Died from pneumonia in 2013 in the Philippines. The crocodile depicted in the movie is about 40 feet. But 20 feet is still fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Pneumonia?
It's old.
Crocodile pneumonia, or is that like human pneumonia they can get?
Fuckers.
Or is it like people and the crocodile really died of AIDS, but they're just being nice in the article?
Well, that's like if you get bitten by one of these things.
The crocodile died of pneumonia surrounded by family and friends after a 30-year career in show business where he was known as the ultimate bachelor. That's a running joke on the show where we talk when we look at old actors and then we look it up and then it's like, oh, he died of the Hollywood sniffles.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Whoa, that guy. That's the running joke in this.
When is U.S. Wildlife getting here?
I'm still waiting to confirm if they...
Even when, like, people like Bridget Fonda look disheveled, I'm like, I would still kill to look like her. Mayhem.
I would kill to look like this guy.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of bear traps advertised to me on eBay. Because I've been looking at taxidermy, and now it thinks I want to hunt.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been advertising old-timey bear traps to me.
Are you a fan of, like, rogue taxidermy? That stuff when they, like, combine animals to create...
I love that.
Little creatures?
Jackalope.
Yeah.
The
But then, like, sometimes it's just a monster's little sculpture, too.
Yeah, they're monsters. There's, my favorite is the Asquatch. which is where they take the back end of a deer and put an eyeball where the asshole is. And it looks like an animal.
Is it a blue eye to throw people off?
And then also I love people do taxidermy with smaller animals, but they put them in like...
Oh, bears. This is. I actually got scared for a second.
Oh, bears are fucking terrifying.
I still don't know how you behave in front of a black or a brown bear. Both of them.
Across the street.
I knew it.
Finally. That's the first sighting, right?
Yeah.
That thing's huge.
Yeah, and that's one of the only times it's CG in the movie. Usually it's a puppet.
I thought Oliver Platt was going to deliver a monologue and then get taken down.
That's Samuel L. Jackson in Deep Blue Sea. But there's another formula that will take small animals, like, and it'll be like a mouse, but with like a Jack Daniels bottle and a gun and a cowboy hat, or like doing like silly stuff. And there's one I really want. There's somebody that does mice doing cocaine. And it'll be like two mice, and one has a little bag, and one has a little spoon, and it's doing a bump. But they're all like wild looking, like their hair's like standing up and shit.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool as fuck.
Yeah, that's almost like, you know, when they did like in the 1910s when they dress up like kittens and do black and white photo shoots and force them in weird situations. But like,
yeah, no, I'm not allowed to buy those because Mrs. Amico says there's no way to prove they were killed humanely. And I agree. But, you know, there's no way to prove the people in the bodies exhibit were killed humanely either.
Yeah.
And it just so happened we bought them from China and they were all...
Yeah, I just assume those mice were Chinese prisoners also.
It's just weird that everybody in the bodies exhibit was 5'2". And it seemed like they all committed a crime around the same time.
Yeah, they were just used for the buys exhibit and for hair extensions everywhere.
For Christmas, I got Lewis a rattlesnake tail from a taxidermist.
Is there something... Can you actually rattle it?
Yeah, you can.
That's cool.
Shake it. It's really fun. It's like a little maraca. Oh, fuck yourself. Jesus. It's just like children.
Oh, my God. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I got something for that. I can fix that.
I'm a paleontologist. Let me help you.
Yeah.
And stitch that right up.
Did he get bit a little bit?
No, I think he scratched his arm on something.
Because if these things bite you, they're apparently so full of diseases that that's like...
That'll get you?
Yeah.
Wait, remember when Sharon Stone's husband got bitten by a Komodo dragon?
No.
He was sick for ages because of...
Their
bites more poisonous because they hoard decaying food in their mouth.
I had never heard that, but that's
But, like,
crazy.
What are the chances...
Of being bitten by a Komodo
dragon? Yeah,
I feel like that was a fact that came up, and then whenever people Googled Sharon Stone, they got distracted by some scene.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine why.
But it's like Steve Irwin getting impaled, right?
By a stingray.
Like, that's insane.
Does it show?
Yeah.
That's a crazy way to die. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but that's putting yourself in a crazy situation again.
But it almost feels like, what did he do? Just like hold on to it and just jab it into his chest?
I think it got scared and did a quick like,
Yeah.
And I think it's not that it got him, it's where it got him.
Yeah.
I think it stabbed him in the heart.
Yeah.
Because they said he went, like, quick.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen videos of those, are they baby stingrays or baby manta rays when they're in the little aquarium and they look like they have little mouths?
Mm-hmm.
They're super cute.
They are cute. Oh, yeah, when they're up against the window.
Yeah. They look like little Muppets. Separate tents and Kira get some...
Yeah, I think that was more of like a freak accident than a than that stingrays are.
Yeah,
because
you can
dangerous.
Go to Stingray City and feed them, and I've never heard anyone get impaled by a stingray. But they do make a big deal about that barb.
Wait, Stingray City, is that in
Cayman Islands?
Yes, yeah. I had like a weird little writing job for Will Smith once where I had to write about Stingray City and. Because he was just doing a thing about blurbs and making videos about what, trying to humanize and make the Cayman Islands fun for everyone.
Yeah,
which was,
yeah.
They're just not fun for everyone.
Yeah. But how is Cayman not fun for everybody? Which is also means crocodile.
Well, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
30-footer in India. Biggest one ever killed on record was 20.
What's the weirdest writing job you've ever had to do? I've got an odd one.
Oh, God. What's yours? Give me a second to think.
I don't know.
Weirdest. I mean, that was pretty weird.
Was that for his website? Or what was he doing?
He was... they were putting out... He just produces a lot. And I have a friend that I guess he's like a producer for that stuff. He also hired me to like research and like do like a bunch of stuff about like... Because there are a lot of African-American inventors that were not given their dues back in the day. And what I found interesting was that a lot of them... Was it like the... Like the gas mask and like real invention in the traffic light and that kind of thing. But like all of them also very interesting stuff, great inventions. But like because of the era also created like beauty products too as like an offshoot. It was very interesting.
I had to write for a talking head type segment on an award show for North Korea.
That's crazy.
And every single thing I did got cut.
I can imagine. They don't seem to be
the list of what you weren't allowed to talk about was like twice as long as the prompt.
Yeah. That's like I met this girl that worked for creating content for Nickelodeon, and she was telling me all the shit they have to take in consideration, and it feels like North Korea.
Oh, I took, when I went to college, I took a number of children's writing things or like children's TV production because I thought that would be an avenue for me. And I did not last long in that. And I actually think I had an eye for like, but in my head, I wanted to do like Pee Wee's Playhouse. Like,
yeah, that's fun.
But now everything has to be, go through so many channels of approval.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting in this class, it was a writing class. And we were going over an episode of SpongeBob, and I'm writing, like, was it entertaining? The A storyline, the B story, you know?
Yeah.
Like you would write a TV show. And the guy in front of me raises his hand. They're like, what's wrong with everything? And he goes, actually, in this scene, SpongeBob yells and cries like a tantrum, and he is not reprimanded at all, and his behavior is not addressed. And that encourages kids that they can yell and scream. And we try to avoid that in cartoons now.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, fuck, this is what we're doing, huh?
It also encourages them to live under the sea.
Yes. So.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Whoa, there he is. He's just like a... What?
That looks... By the way, for 1999...
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem that long ago. Now, 23 years ago. Oof. That looks pretty fucking good.
Come and get it! Has she been feeding this guy?
Yes.
That guy is huge. Wow, she's in big trouble.
So, yeah, I would say that did not look bad for 23 years ago.
No. What would you have, ma'am? You lied to us. That could be obstruction of justice. A man has been killed in part because of your silence. I could make out a charge of reckless endangerment. And I'm sure PETA would be annoyed at how you treat your cows. The reason I lied about that's an in-joke because Betty White was a spokesperson for PETA.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if she got shit for that. Thing?
She was. Yeah.
6 years?
6 years.
Well, Bernie was out fishing and had followed him home. So we threw it some scraps. Well, he didn't seem to bother anybody. He became kind of like a pet who lives in the wild.
He just appeared. You have no idea how he arrived here.
No, do you?
I heard the half of Betty White's scenes were CGI and half were animatronic. Yeah.
If I had a dick, this is where I'd tell you to suck it.
I do almost wish that they pretended she was alive until her 100th birthday.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, like Weekends at Bernie's?
Yeah. Four more days.
I mean, she was a baby at some point. She was technically over 100.
2 years ago.
Or was it before she was born?
Yeah, she was a fetus.
If she was born,
she had 9 months
earlier. Yeah. She could have survived 4 days earlier outside of the womb.
How could you not report this? Puts human life at risk.
Nobody lives on this lake. It's really his lake now.
That was pretty presumptuous, though, to promote the 100th birthday spectacular for movie theaters.
I need to see his habitat up close.
Yeah.
That now I guess is just going to be a tribute special.
Okay, but don't go in the water. Please.
And oddly, people are going to see, more people are probably going to see it because of that.
Yeah, 100%.
He's not going to hurt me.
Don't bring up 100. No, I'm kidding. Huh.
Are they doing their own private excursion?
I believe so. Oh, Hector's last name in this is Syr, C-Y-R. And some people think that's supposed to be an anagram of cry because of crocodile tears.
Oh.
Because there was an old legend that the term comes from the legend that crocodiles cried while they ate their prey. But actually, it's because they're lubricating their eyes. So they do technically wet their eyes while they eat. Good for you, Pat.
Wait, he saw the cow and bear thing, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not. He's not a good decision maker.
No, does he have ulterior motives?
I'm sure. I haven't seen this in long enough, but I will assume somebody here wants to sell it.
Yeah. To like.
As is the plot of every big animal movie.
Like a roadshow thing or something.
Yeah, somebody wants to profit off this animal. Which I get, because you know what? If I knew it was habitated correctly, I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah.
I would want to see a crocodile that's twice the size it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Where I go running in this park in my, like where I grew up, and they have alligators there apparently, and I never see it, but I do want to just like go there and throw chicken carcasses to see it. That's my goal.
That looks great. You can tell that's
the
a
puppetry?
Physical thing. You can tell that's a physical puppet, and it looks gorgeous.
Can't you just shoot it?
It might be too big.
To penetrate its skin?
I don't know how thick those scales would be.
Yeah, like rhino skin, I think.
Oh my god. This is going to be a great scene.
I know that under the circumstances, biting my head off might seem viable.
The eyes look great.
Don't they always say that, like, animals like this don't like our meat?
Oh, that they think we're something else?
Yeah, like sharks don't, they just bite. They think we're seals, but they don't really like our meat. Like, the idea that we're not really great tasting is fascinating.
Just like we don't really like shark meat?
Yeah.
Or it's like acquired taste?
Or I guess you can make anything taste good if you put enough sauce on it. They're not gonna make it. Whoa. That's impressive.
So
that's impressive.
And once again.
There we go.
Looks great.
Classic alligator versus helicopter fight.
Yeah.
And surprise.
I don't know. This is how I normally would fly a helicopter. They never seem safe, right? It feels like a numbers game if you fly a
terrified
helicopter.
Terrified of helicopters.
Yeah, I wouldn't get in one.
I talk about this on the show all the time. When I was a kid, I saw the footage from Twilight Zone, the movie, with the helicopter.
Yeah, there. That's crazy.
And I've been terrified of helicopters ever since then. I'm like scarred by that.
But it always seems like if anything in the air, it's always helicopters that are crashing.
It seems silly.
Yeah.
Why is it on the top? Why is it on the top? Why has it got to be huge so that if you stand up too fast, it kills you?
Yes. And then it always, like, takes off like it's like, whoa, yeah.
It seems precarious. Yes. It seems like it would be horrible to be in and look over the side.
Yeah, you can't hear anybody in it.
Have you been in a helicopter?
No. I don't think I would have. I've done a small jet plane, and those are nerve-wracking.
You think I'm that nuts?
you just did. There
yeah, are helicopters statistically less safe than airplanes?
I think so.
I don't know. Ladies in the booth, can you give us that answer? That might be a hard statistic to find, depending on what you word. I'm trying to write a joke right now, and I can't find the number statistic I need for it. Because my brother-in-law's NYPD, and he was telling me that like there's like a huge amount of people in the department that won't get vaccinated. And I'm trying to write a joke that's like so-and-so percent of NYPD refuses to get vaccinated. Has anyone told them to stop resisting?
According to a bit of research, helicopters do crash at higher rates than airplanes, and the rate is 35% higher. Yeah, it says 7.28 crashes per 100,000 hours of flight time versus helicopters, which is 9.84 crashes per 100,000.
All right, that doesn't seem like that big of a
difference, leap,
but you know what?
I might see 0.4 of a crash.
Yeah, I think regardless, I'm just. There's something about it. It's because I'm scarred from that fucking footage.
That's not the one where time stops, is it? That Twilight Zone.
No, it's the Twilight Zone movie.
Oh, the movie.
With Landis, right?
Yeah, John Landis directed it. Vic Morrow was the actor who was killed along with two kids who he was holding. Snag him in Pittman's, right? And I know what you're going to ask. Water, he drowns. Were they chopped in half?
Oh, sure, they could.
Yes, they were.
Cool.
He's taken human life. The mission will be to put him down.
Is that true?
They've never been able to trap anything 30 feet.
But they have to try, right?
Yeah, I guess something that big. So you assume it's 40 to 60 feet.
Forget it, Jack. Forget it.
What do you trap it with?
I know I'm a fat, rich, nut fuck wacko who's about as grounded as a street pigeon.
Keep going. Right, he knows the rich guy. Good plot device.
Dealing with a bit of a miracle?
Yeah. Miracle would be to take him alive.
Yeah, but if we could neutralize him...
Oh, how are we going to neutralize
him? Lure him on land and you pump him full of drugs.
Oh, right.
I know of an empty oil tank.
Well, it's like Betty White is so good with it. Can't you just use her technique?
Wait for her. Maybe fill a cow full of sedatives?
Exactly.
He's migrated to...
That's a good idea.
What do we say? We just kill it.
Yeah, like when you put cat's medicine in cheese.
Yeah, you just have to pump a cow with
including deputies.
Opiates.
I understand.
Yeah, you just fill a cow with heroin.
Yeah.
No, and boom, possible. Sleepy crocodile.
Anything that moves, right?
Do you get high if you eat heroin, or do you have to?
No, I think I was just...
There's no net.
Well, I wasn't sure, but that's...
You just fill it with... I bet you could fill it with, like, sedatives.
Yeah.
They trap crocs bigger than 20 feet. This is not completely out of the question. It's possible, and you know that. And those fucks from Florida, they won't even try, and you know that too. I got the drugs.
You just pump a cow full of NyQuil?
If anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
NyQuil cow?
How do you get him to the net? Ask Mrs. Bickerman to call him?
So they're really like, you guys are really thinking about this.
If he charges, you take off.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
It's not the drug. I love how we're kind of invested.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we got to figure out how to capture this fucking crocodile.
We're in debt, and we need to get out.
I like how this guy's motives were tipped off by his necklaces the whole time.
So that cow is actually being suspended by a crane, and then they CGI in the helicopter.
Weird.
So that's a real cow on a crane, and then they CGI it in.
Poor cow. I mean, he's probably okay, but, like, how funny to be like, what's happening to me?
Guys, you would not believe the day I've had.
You know how you guys are eating grass?
On
I went over
ground?
A lake. Yeah. I went over a lake.
And the cow's like, shut up, asshole. No, you didn't.
Yeah. I love cows. I just think I just really like animals these days.
Yeah, I would just love to watch a cow have a ride.
Yeah.
On a crane.
That's like a TikTok.
I don't know. Every time I put my cat in the carrier, he shits. I would assume
that cow this shitting.
This cow dropped quite a fear load.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. It's also kind of sad that in real life, if they did use this cow as bait.
Wait, is the plan that they think they're going to be able to pick up?
No, I think maybe
there are.
It's weird.
Oh, no, maybe they're trying to catch it.
By net?
I think maybe they're baiting it this way, like they dipped it. Like they dipped it in the water, and now the crocodile's coming this way.
I'm rooting for the crocodile. I hope he swallows your friend's whole.
She's great.
Is that a crime to wish the chewing of law enforcement?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
What's the deal? Well, we tried.
Just a little longer, please.
She doesn't seem to be swimming.
No, she's floating. She looks like a giant tea bag.
Man, as you can see, Hector, we have waited until the lights went out on this film set. The
cow disappoints me.
Hold on.
Yep, the second everybody turns their back.
What do you got?
Do you think
he's
there's...
coming.
Wait, I forgot. Now I just realized...
How far out?
Two, yeah.
Oh, he's moving slow, but he's definitely...
I think that's always...
It's
always assumed.
He's underwater, but he is coming. All right, everybody back in the truck.
Yeah, it's always there's two in a movie like this, or they call it a he the whole movie, and then you find out it's a woman and there's kids.
And there's lots of little eggs.
And then that's like the post bump.
Yeah.
Remember to aim for the stomach and the
like side. When you find out Godzilla's a girl.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
That's our girl. I feel bad for this cow. It's actually crazy some of the stuff that we do just for entertainment.
If he gets near her, pull up.
Oh yeah, this is. While Nate has that great joke about how you could shoot a cow with a bazooka, where he was on tour somewhere.
Yeah.
And like, if you miss, you get half your money back.
That's insane. It's like when you read about, remember that movie Milo and Otis? Apparently they went through 20 cats and dogs.
Well, they went through way more.
Was it? Insane.
I think that's actually a Japanese movie.
Yeah.
And then they made scenes in English, or they redid the narration in English. And there were no animal rights laws. So when one of the, I think the cat needs to have a limp, they just broke its leg.
Because
there's no rules about that.
Do you think they went through cats or dogs faster?
Dogs.
I think dogs because there's a scene where they're supposed to swim, and I think they had a 15 dog day.
That's
so there had to
awful.
Be some spooked cats.
Yeah. Yeah, that would suck to be you're up.
Back us up. Lose the trank guns. Go to the rifles.
Real soon on this show, I want to do the movie. Have you heard of the movie Roar?
I don't know if I have.
It's, I can't remember the name of the actress. I apologize, but it was her and her husband. And they really brought in all these jungle animals into a mansion and shot a movie about a family that raises animals. And basically everyone that worked on the movie was critically injured. The movie took extra years to make. Because everyone in the movie got hurt.
Is it at least bad?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It was a huge bomb, and it went $60 million over budget. But I know the actress's son, a lion bit his head. And his head was stuck in a lion's mouth for 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And he fractured his skull, and he came to work the next day.
The actors in that were Tippi Hedren.
Thank you.
And Noel Marshall.
Thank you very much.
That's wild.
Yeah, they basically lived with all these wild animals who were not supposed to be together.
She had a pet one because I remember Melanie Griffith's her daughter, right?
Yeah, Melanie Griffith talked about living with the animals. Their sister said that you would get up to pee in the morning and there'd be a lion sitting in front of the bathroom door and you'd have to go, how bad do I want to pee?
Absolutely. I kind of have judgment towards people that have these huge, exotic animals, but it never feels like they know how to deal with them. like the people that own chimps as pets.
Oh, yeah.
They always have like, hey, can you take care of my chimp this weekend? And then it rips their face off.
Well, that and they say chimp you can't have after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, because
once
like,
they get old, they get aggressive and mean. So, like, that's why there's sanctuaries for people that have them as pets, because you have to give them up or they're going to kill you.
Yeah, whatever happened to Bubbles? He must have gotten weird and mean.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, no. No way, Jose. I can't.
For the time period and budget, I would say this is a tense movie.
Yeah, it's great. I love, I mean, it has me in suspense right now, and we've kind of barely been watching it. I can't keep my eyes open underwater like that.
No, I can't either.
Especially in that gross lake water.
She's hiding behind another crocodile.
I would not be that smart.
Well, that's why she's a paleontologist.
Oh, no. Idiot.
And then she gets her leg caught in a branch.
That you could probably kind of get your foot out.
This does kind of seem like a small COVID cast.
Yeah. Thank God she's not wearing jeans. Oops. Oopsie doodles.
That looked a little more like a puppet.
You got this.
But it still looks good.
But they're still not safe in that helicopter.
Where is he?
I don't know. We can't see him.
The fact that they keep saying him does make me feel like they are going to do the It's a Girl reveal.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they would say it.
Yeah.
More. That's kind of like a red flag. God damn, that's big.
Oh, man.
Game over. Look. He's suffering. I got to be humane.
No. No!
Just do it, dude.
We've done it.
He's like, I guess I'm just going to wear this now. It's kind of like when those animals get those rings stuck around their neck.
He's half alive. Shoot him.
Like, you really should cut your helicopters apart.
You have to remember.
Yeah. Just so that, like, prehistoric crocodiles don't get stuck in them.
I'm playing a very dumb game on Xbox right now called I Am Fish.
Oh.
And it's essentially if the end of Finding Nemo was a game where you're a fish in a fishbowl and you have to get back to the ocean in every level. And one, you go through, like, a water treatment plant and it's full of the soda rings.
Huh.
Well, just a little life lesson in there.
And you get trapped in it if you swim through them. But then there's also just hypodermic needles that stick through you. And you're like, it's a children's game?
Yes. I know. Where's the censoring on that one?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand it. But just randomly, like I'm playing a children's game.
He's got nothing left. Go ahead.
I guess it's supposed to teach kids not to throw their heroin needles in the...
Of course.
Yeah.
This is the Jersey Shore. You just throw your heroin needle willy-nilly.
Do you guys cut your rings?
I don't even have rings that much.
Yeah, not too much these days, but I still do it, and I always find it... I'm like, God, annoying.
You're saving sea turtles.
I know, but it does matter to me.
Trapped. Look at him. He can't move.
Look at him.
What's the point?
We don't have to do this. Jack, you don't have to. Please.
Oh, it's a dart. That's got nothing. What is that going to do?
That's a little bit pretty flare.
It'll just numb his jaw. You're welcome. Oh! I just was not expecting that. Oh, he's got a sense of humor.
See that?
You all right?
He bit me! He bit me! There's two! There's two!
Now there's one. No cool line to say there? Oh, okay.
Now he's pissed.
That's his Go ahead. Partner. Blackson.
I think you need a lot more tranquilizer than that.
Yeah.
Oh, here they are. Just in time. Nice to see ya.
It's wildlife.
To get this reptile some medical attention.
We trapped him with our chopper.
This music's on point. It's got everybody in this scene.
Yeah, that was like the one wide?
Yeah.
With everybody?
Like, oh yeah, I remember when the cow was in the movie? There's no Betty White, though.
It's like a curtain call.
Yeah.
We figure out something better to do. So, Sheriff,
why is he
you got to fire your big gun finally?
In the gun? What's wrong with him that he has to be taken to the ambulance?
He got bit.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he just got pulled in.
No, bit him on the leg.
Okay.
She's afraid we'd blow its head off. Woman's intuition.
Do you think these guys are going to be best friends going forward?
I would assume so.
It's hard to keep
They're still pen pal.
Yeah. Some stuff.
I think you stay close for a little while, then you drift apart, and then it's just Christmas cards.
So yeah. I imagine you're going to have a few reports to do. If you need anything, let me know. Right?
Yeah, it was nice meeting you.
Gee, I ain't going to get all choked up.
Leland's still mixed.
I wish that they hooked up.
That would be a much more interesting film.
Like... Oh, I had no idea that she That's was like more interested plot. In the...
But then he, like, has to leave his wife and kids. He's got, like, an ugly wife and kids, and he, like, she ruins their life, and they resent her.
Yeah.
This harlot, and he gets kicked out, and he's, like, sleeping on a couch.
All because they had, like, a moment with the fucking
Honey,
crocodile.
I thought I was gonna crocodile die.
Yeah. She's like, no, I get it. That was quite the bonding experience you guys had.
Go back to your paleontologist whore.
I actually would love... I love doing little B-sides of the movie. Like, let's go more in depth of the characters on the outskirt of this.
You know what movie has an entire B-plot that got cut? Mrs. Doubtfire has the nosy neighbor. She had, like, an entire plot line... Where she was like keeping tabs on him and shit.
Weird.
And that all got taken out of the movie.
Yeah.
There's like apparently, because I don't know if you've read, there's an R-rated cut.
That's it, you slide your duffel bag.
A PG-13 and whatever came out cut of Mrs. Doubtfire based on Robin Williams' like improv.
Yeah.
But then there's also an entirely different movie that got cut where like there's other characters.
I can watch that.
Is it R because he just swears, or is it like real R. sexy?
Oh, yeah. He just fucks a lot.
Yeah.
No, he swears a lot, but then, well, they did that with Anchorman. Anchorman had the plot line of the terrorist group that got completely cut out of the movie, and they made it Anchorman Wake Up Ron Burgundy.
Oh.
That's all cut scenes from the first one. Hell yeah.
Good music choice. What? Do you think she smokes weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it's hinting. Oh, that's a... Adorable. Do you think those are real? Huh.
No.
No?
No, I'd imagine those are. I imagine that would be too hard of a shot to get.
Yeah, they just like go off into the. That's how this movie should have been made. They had real little babies to make the movie. And
what
that's
a crazy
how it gets
shot
there.
That is.
Yeah.
Imagine driving. Because they had to get that to the set.
Yeah.
Imagine you just drove past that. On the highway?
That would be cool.
That was fucking cool. I gotta say.
Not bad.
This is a pretty good bad movie.
Yeah. I was, there was a scene definitely where you're like, get in there. Yeah, get out.
I cared about it. I enjoyed it.
I like all the characters are all real likable.
Yeah. And I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate your time, guys. Thank you so much. Please make sure to follow my guests on social media. Go see them live. Once again, Sarah Tolmash, Eric Bergstrom, thank you guys so much for being here. This is Zach Amico saying good night and good luck, and we'll see you next week on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.